develop that.
Yeah, how to develop it, or maybe also how, I know there's a lot of people who are maybe doing a job that no longer speaks to them. It's no longer what they're about, and so there's this desire to do something different, but it's kind of like, okay, when I've got enough skill, when I've practiced enough, when it's the right time, then I'll go and do it.
Yeah. Well, the right time is right now. And I think it's a question of just following your bliss, for God's sake. I mean, if you're not really into this, by the way, this is not the career for you. There's some people who have seen advertisements about a hypnosis course or an NLP course, and they go, I suppose I could do that. The same way that they've also seen an ad about how to become an accountant or something. If it doesn't thrill you to consider it, just don't even go there. But if it does, go there, get excited, get more excited, and then get yourself in front of audiences. Talk to people. In every city on the planet, there is some poor schmuck whose job it is to get a guest speaker every week for the Tuesday meeting of their group, whatever it might be. That there are folks out there really wanting speakers. And folks are like, well, who will have me come and talk to them? It's like, they will. Call them up. And if you can find those opportunities to just share with people from your heart something that you really are thrilled about, it will spark a fire, and of course you pass out your business cards or whatever you do, and they come around. I have not run a print advertisement for something like 16 or 17 years now. And I do some stuff on the internet, but almost every person that I see because either somebody who's been a client of mine in the past has told one of their friends about this. And I think that's only because I was thrilled about doing the work, and I think it is contagious, and that they had a sense that I could make a difference for their friend. Or they heard me speak at some group or some luncheon or some training program.
And I heard you say something which I think is really key. If it doesn't thrill you, if the idea of doing this and if it doesn't thrill you, then don't go there because it's going to be, because there is something out there
Well,
that
by the way,
thrills
and
you.
now I've got to say something else, but bear in mind that this is a heavily prejudiced statement. If it doesn't thrill you, there must be something wrong with you. No, I don't mean that literally, but I mean if it doesn't thrill you, I have a feeling that you just haven't discovered how thrilling it can be yet. And so if you were in one of those courses where they taught you a bunch of techniques, and it's all got steps, and you've got to memorize it, and you've got to get it right, and you've got to know what step you're on all the time, and it becomes another source of anxiety, you're just not doing it right. People are going in and out of trance all day long, and so are you. So when you can really kind of get into that ride, and ride it for all it's worth, you'll be able to, it will only natural, it will be thrilling. Because by definition, being thrilled, in my opinion, being thrilled is being in trance.
But I'm reminded of a quote by a guy called Thurman. And I think it goes something like, people used to ask him, what should I do to serve the world and that sort of thing. And he said, don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and then do that. Because what the world needs is more people who have come alive. And I think, yeah, that thrill is the thrill of being really alive and doing something that is, I mean, for me, this has been an incredibly exciting journey so far. And, yeah, amazing, amazing possibilities. And when I look back to when I started my NLP journey, I couldn't have imagined back then where I'd be today. And I'm sure it's the same for you.
Absolutely.
It's it continues to unfold.
Yeah.
So what are some techniques or tools that people could, put into practice right away that you particularly like sharing with groups or sharing with individuals, things that they can try on to have an experience right away?
You mean techniques that things that people can do to develop their skills or that they can offer clients or.
Or just cool stuff right now in the moment. I'll give you an example. One of the most powerful things I've learned is that when maybe if I've got an uncomfortable feeling or a thought that's going on or something, just to say thank you to it. And it immediately clears. This is a powerful technique.
Sure. And by the way, and that's the nature of establishing a relationship with those inner processes, right? That,
yeah.
That whole thing that's we've talked about earlier and that is so important.